Gildan Audio presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable life-changing seminars on CD.
Dedication to Shauna and to our children, Aiden, Maeve, and Neil. Preface. I wrote my book on accelerating transitions, The First 90 Days, because there was a big gap in the leadership literature. While many books have been written on the general subject of leadership, there was no good advice about how to accelerate transitions into new leadership roles. I hoped the book would do well, but I had no idea just how big a gap there was to fill. So it has been tremendously gratifying to find that so many leaders have benefited from reading The First 90 Days and applying its principles. Why follow it up with a book on negotiation for new leaders? Because I've come to believe that success in transitioning and success in negotiating are inextricably linked. Long before I started writing about leadership transitions, I studied and taught negotiation. My work in this area influenced my thinking about how to help leaders get up to speed in their new roles. Beginning with my research on negotiation in new product development teams in the late 1980s, through 6 years in the early 1990s at the Kennedy School of Government studying the world's greatest diplomats, such as James Baker, Robert Gallucci, Richard Holbrooke, and Shimon Peres, and on to teaching negotiation at the Program on Negotiation at Harvard Law School and offering my corporate diplomacy course at the Harvard Business School, negotiation has been an abiding passion. So it was natural for me to incorporate negotiation thinking into my writing on leadership transitions. That's why there are chapters on negotiating success in relationships with new bosses and creating coalitions to support key initiatives in the first 90 days. Since that book was published, I've had the opportunity to teach transition acceleration programs in leading companies worldwide and to engage with newly appointed managers in a wide range of industries and cultures. And I've found these managers are hungry for more, especially about navigating the myriad complex high-stakes influence challenges that confront new leaders. In fact, the questions that I am most often asked by people who have read The First 90 Days are all about negotiation and its close cousins, influence and coalition building. "You've whetted my appetite," they say, "but where's the main course? How do I negotiate expectations and resources in my new role? How do I gain support for my early win initiatives? How do I deal more effectively with powerful external and internal constituencies to lay..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?